Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly Nunchuck Show with our little furball co-host Jackie Chin Kitty. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I've got a couple of dedications tonight. And, you know, for me, since, you know, I'm getting granted opportunities to do things in my own life, I'd like to give back. Now, one of the first things I did want to bring up, too, was about the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. I've done the last month of December, which is really the month of giving, right? You know, around the holidays. Well, for me personally, coming aboard as a board advisor on the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, I was trying to help raise money, and I just wanted to bring this up really quickly. Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. Hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to actually repost this to my Facebook. And it's something that, for me, I believe, you know, the founding father, John G. Hagnum, Hagner, he actually founded this in 1973, I believe, and it went nonprofit in 1984. And they are trying to reopen it in Utah, and it's all this memorabilia, all this things to do with the stunt community from the past. For the past 65 years, he's been getting many things, memorabilia, and it's actually in a warehouse. And it's something that I'm trying to do, help to bring on, you know, get donations and such to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame to help open that up. So you can go to see Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and also Falling for Stars. Falling for Stars, it's about the history of the stunt profession of motion pictures and television. Stories about the stunt performers of olden days and of the current stunt performers. So you can actually go there and check it's Falling for Stars. And that's the thing you can check out, and you can donate there to help reopen Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And it's not just for the past, it's also for the present and for the future. So that's something if you guys want to check out. John G. Hagner is the founding father of that. Now, there's a person that I am doing a big dedication to tonight. But before I talk about that big dedication, there is another person who has touched my heart. And I believe he is actually about maybe 22 years old now. I believe the show that he was on is China's Got Talent, or is it Career? I think it was it's one of those talent shows. And this young boy, Sung Bong Choi, who's my friend, who I've networked through Facebook, who is learning English, and he wants to come here. He was here before, but he wants to come here again. I think he's trying to get a visa, and he really is trying very hard. And if you go check on Sung Bong Choi, SUNG-BONG CHOI, and you can check out his story. He actually was in an orphanage that ran away, and this was in the streets of Korea, ran away at the age of 5 in an orphanage, and he was on the streets selling energy drinks and gum to people to survive. And I think he did that for about, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years, since he was like 5 years old. And it's something where he also slept in bathroom stalls. And what kept him going, he actually wanted to sing. So he entered this contest, and I think he got second place, and he was going to some shows and stuff. But I just can't believe that this young man, you know, he doesn't even I don't even know if he still even has a place to live, because after the show, I think he had like 36 cents to his name after the show that he went on. So I think people have been trying to help him out. But you can, you know, he's been kind of a little bit down, and he's trying very hard. So I think he would appreciate if you guys, you know, it just show him some support, because a person like this who's very, you know, such a decent human being, check out his page. And I'm telling you, it teared me up. If you actually go to YouTube, I put it on my page, and you check it out. It's Sung Bong Homeless Boy Steals the Talent Show. I put it right on my page. You can try that. I'm telling you, you grab tissues to see this. And I just wanted to give Sung Bong Choi a little support tonight. And, you know, I just really, really believe in his dream. And I'm just going to support him once he does get to America. I mean, I invited him to come on my show a couple of times. And once Sung Bong Choi does get to America, I will have him on my show. And, you know, to me, I think he speaks really great English. And I know I'll have to bring my energy down a little bit when he does come on, and I'll be happy to have him on my show. So anyway, the whole entire show tonight is dedicated to a beautiful, wonderful human being. His name is Douglas Wong, and I want to read a little bit about Douglas. I actually posted, and I'm reposting it again. And this is a little bit about him. Give me one moment. I'm pulling it up about Douglas. And this is something that I actually copied and pasted. I think it was off his site here. It says, Phase 1 of Master Douglas Wong's teaching career started in 1968 when he used his parents' garage for the headquarters of the Chinese Physical Health Club. It was during this time that he formed his teaching methods as well as the nucleus of the Si Lom demonstration team, which was officially created in May 1973. The school entered Phase 2 later that year when it opened its doors to the general public, led by co-captains James Wu and Albert Yong, from May to December 1973. The school's team accumulated an astounding 300 trophies in forms, weapons, and fighting competition. This marked the first time on the Western Seaboard that a kung fu school had dominated karate competition so completely. So effective were Wong's students, some tournament promoters asked them to demonstrate and not compete because too many other contestants were dropping out in deference to Sealoon's team superiority. In 1975, as a result of his study of internal qi development in the Chinese healing arts with Master Shirke Lu, Master Wong's teaching career entered Phase 3, the White Lotus System, lessons in healing Wotan along with fighting, weaponry, and forms. And I actually would like to, I'm going to see if, let me just bring up the website, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about it. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I know. I should have bookmarked it. I should have just bookmarked it. Let me see. Give me one moment. White. Of course, I'm typing with one hand. So how good is that? Give me one moment. I'm holding the phone in one hand. Someday I'll have better technology for my show. And I'm going to the studio. Let's see. And see where it says. And, you know, if you want to go check it out, the White Lotus Kung Fu Studio, it's, I believe this is the address right here, 1836 Eddie EDDY Street, Unit B, Northridge, California, 91325. The number is 818-993-9664. 818-993-9664. It says here, teacher, trainer, and author, Master Douglas L. Wong is the founder of the modern-day White Lotus system of Kung Fu. Master Wong has traveled the world to teach his art through seminars, training camps, movies, videos, and print and electronic media. His books and videos are Kung Fu, The Way of Life, Shaolin Fighting, Theories and Concepts, The Susceptive Hands of Wing Chun, Kung Fu, The Endless Journey, video, Shaolin Fighting, Theories and Concepts, video, Chinese Martial Arts Fighting Skills, video, Chinese and Fighting. I have to bring the page up here a little bit more. Master Wong has trained various nationally ranked martial artists, and many of the students can be seen in film and television industry as actors, stuntmen, and fight choreographers. Others have become bodyguards, expert consultants, and advisors in the entertainment business. Master Wong has trained Jason Scott Lee, Dragon the Bruce Lee Story, Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, The Legendary Journey, Lucy Wallace, Vina Warrior Princess, Gina Torres, Cleopatra, 2525, Ryan Gosling, Young Hercules. And since Master Wong has been involved in the martial arts for over 40 years, he has studied under a number of great teachers, including, and these are his teachers, and I'm going to try very much to pronounce this as best I can. I know I have the Bostonian accent, and I'm sorry. I try to be very, very respectful to try to pronunciate things. Once again, Master Wong has, you know, this is training over 40 years. Grand Master Ak Yi Wong, five animal style and five family style. Grandmaster Shir K. Lu, and a Taoist internal system, herbal medicine. Grandmaster Duwai, it's D-O-O-W-A-I, White Tiger System, and White Eyebrow System. Eyebrow System. Never heard of that. I'll have to ask Douglas about that someday and explain what that is. Next one is Master Yi's HSU Hong Chi of the God Dragon Sing, who recommended Master Wong as an overseas advisor for the Taiwan-based Tian Shou Tao Committee of the Taipei TAIPEI Athletic Association. Sifu Walter Wong, and it's Wing Chun, and I'm not so sure how to pronounce his name, Sifu Hainu, H-A-U-N-E-A, Tiny Lefty, Mocha Splashing Hands. Sifu Richard Wan, Soft Hand System, and Dr. Andrew Ming, Acupuncture, Massage, and Philosophy. So he's got pretty much a lot of experience. And I got to tell you, Douglas, he just inspires me so much. And he's so, you know, I mean, to me, Douglas is great, but, you know, he's so very down to earth. And I hope to someday meet Douglas in person, because when I've had him on my show, you know, and to talk with him, he's so full of this wonderful, happy energy. It's just something, even being on the phone on my show, when Douglas was on my show a couple of times, it just made me giggle like a little kid, because here I am, he's a master, and he'd be like, he's so humble and so very sweet. I don't know if I can call someone who trains in martial arts sweet, because I don't know if that's insulting up, but I hope it's okay, because I mean that all in a very respectful way, because it's something that, you know, I hope to inspire and to become a better human being. That's why I like to, you know, get to know more about martial arts people that have the experience, because it seems like people that have the most experience, I mean, most of the people that I've come across, I can't say everyone, but in my own personal experience, the one thing that I've noticed in martial arts, what is very beautiful, and for me, from what I've seen, there's one thing that it does overcome. And it's a beautiful thing in the dojos and the people that I'm in. It does seem to overcome, like, all this, you know, like, racism and all egos and stuff is checked at the door. When you're into, like, tournaments, even to watch, I don't do tournaments. I've trained a little bit in martial arts. But, you know, it's just something that here is this amazing man, you know, Douglas. And he's just seems very laid back, just very humane, very humble. And just the way he talks to you, it gives you this wonderful feeling. And I'm like, oh, man, I hope I'm like Douglas someday. I mean, there's some other people that I really look up to, but just be able to sit back and just talk to Douglas. He's just so easy to talk to. And it's so, I don't get nervous talking with Douglas on my show. And it's just, it seems like I've known Douglas for many, like, decades or something. It's like, maybe I've known Douglas in, like, you know, in other lifetimes or stuff. I mean, I don't know, reincarnation or whatever, other lives, but it is kind of like, you got to understand. I mean, listen to the two shows that I put on my Facebook page, because Douglas is a wonderful, wonderful human being. And just the stuff that he's done in his life, you know, I was hoping that people would call into the show. A number to call in is 347-989-1473. Once again, it's 347-989-1473. And to talk about this, also a couple other things, too, that I wanted to bring up. And let's see, I'm going back and forth on my site here. There's a big, huge event going on this Saturday, and it's to do with the Martial Arts History Museum. And there's actually people that are going to be inductees of the museum. James Wilson, Ira Chin, and Jerry Blank. And they're going to be inducted this Saturday on the honor wall. And I guess their names, I think it stays up for a year. I think if that's right, I should really ask about that. But I posted a picture, and James Wilson is actually the brother to Don the Dragon Wilson. And it's just, you know, if you guys can go, let me see if I can find out the information once again on the museum. Let's see. Martial Arts History Museum. Here's the information. The event's taking place in California this Saturday. It's coming up. Honor Awards Party, January 11, 2013. Honorees are complimentary for that evening. All others just pay for entrance into museum, $8, and also a fundraiser for the museum. Food will be provided. We need a headcount. If you go into this event and how many are coming with you, please email at MA, so it's M as in Michael, A as in Apple, museum, MUSEUM, so it's MA, MUSEUM @gmail.com. And information there that you can, I'm trying to see if I can actually pop this up. Yeah, it starts time, 6 p.m., dress is very casual, location is Martial Arts History Museum, 2319 West Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91506. So that's, you know, a big, huge event this Saturday. I wish I was there. I wish I could be going there because this is a thing I know I would, like, really, really love. So it's something that I hope everybody enjoys on Saturday. So it's something that I'm trying to, like, talk to everyone here and us, so post a couple of things. So I'm trying to find more about Douglas Wong on here. I should, like I said, I should have just bookmarked and see if I can find in Kung Fu Magazine. There's something says about Douglas here. Okay, let's see. I thought there was something where he was in Kung Fu Magazine. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but I could have sworn I saw something Douglas was in Kung Fu Magazine. Typing in here. This is what I get for trying to type with one hand. Okay. Okay, now I gotta spell Douglas's name right. Let me try to do this here. And I'm trying to look up. I was like, I know I seen something. I know I'm not wrong. Kung Fu Magazine. I know I've seen something in here in the Kung Fu Magazine. Douglas Wong. I know. Let's see. If this just says Inside Kung Fu Magazine. Okay. I think this is actually Inside Kung Fu. Okay, let's see. I wonder what date was on this, because it's an actual article on here. Let's see. This is something about Douglas, because it says pictures on here. So I'm trying to see. Because it does have a picture of Douglas on here, and I thought I saw a page of Douglas in Kung Fu Magazine. So maybe I was wrong. So let's see. I'm just trying to look up some more information on Douglas. Let's see. Kick Magazine Karate. Well, maybe that's... No, that's not what I was looking for. See, I could have sworn that Douglas was in a magazine, and there was something that's in him, but... He's just a wonderful, wonderful man, and I'm going to have him on my show. It's just a very, he just has something, he's just a little busy right now, so he will be on my show in the future. Wow, this page, I can't even read it. It's all blue, and it says something about Douglas, but it's all blue. I can't read that. Let's see. Another martial arts. Look like on eBay, Kung Fu. See, I'm trying to pull this up, but every time I do, it goes to, like, eBay, and I'm like, I don't want to see it on eBay. I'm trying to see if there's a picture of Douglas. Maybe I can just go on his Facebook page. Oh, what's this? It says Combat White Lotus Kung Fu DVD. Oh, it's actually, it says Budo Videos, and it's B-U-D-O Videos. And it says, oh, it's availability out of stock. But it says something here. It says details for over 30 years, Douglas and Lim Wong has been one of the world's most prolific martial artists. A multi-published author, stunt coordinator, and kung fu instructor, Wong is considered one of the Chinese martial arts' true pioneers. After achieving expertise in such varied styles as Wing Chun, Five Animals, and White Tiger, Wong went on to create his own synthesis, the White Lotus System. In this landmark DVD, Wong reveals the combative aspects of the unique system, teaching martial arts of all styles and levels how to make kung fu effective in street situations. He strips away the mystique that gives kung fu an almost mystic effect, demonstrating ancient principles of combat refined for modern application, a must for any martial arts DVD library. So it actually looks like it's sold out. So Douglas, I think you've got to make more copies. But it said release date is January 1st, 2008. So I may as well just go and check out to see on his page here. I'm just checking out. So Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to see, trying to post, because I am live on the air, and I know Douglas will actually be able to listen to the show afterwards. So just reposting the number. Live on the air. Okay, the call-in number is 347-989-1473. Again, 347-989-1473. So what I'm going to do is actually play a song called The Fighter. And this is a song one of my nephews actually did, and I want to dedicate it to all the fighters, all the martial artists. I'll be right back, and enjoy The Fighter.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb of my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I ain't gonna stop, no. Push, bleed, sweat, knock 'em out.
And I played another song, Athenius, by Pisces Project. So Horus Accord leads in his beautiful, lovely wife, Sinari, singing together in perfect harmony. Well, of course, it's kind of a nice, you know, nice song since this show is dedicated to none other than Douglas Wong, a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful human being. And I actually brought up his site, the White Lotus. It actually says here, White Lotus Kung Fu Studio. And it's actually celebrating about 40 years, but it's saying down here, for over 30 years, White Lotus Kung Fu has been a consistent source of inspiration and challenge. An atmosphere of respect propels their strict adherence to known principles of self-defense and empowerment. Students of all ages and physical abilities encouraged in the art form, with trust and dedication to the instructor, anyone can reap the physical and mental rewards. Thank you, Sifu Kari, and all the other instructors of the opportunity to learn and grow in the disciplines you've already mastered. And this is a testimonial that someone actually sent on here. And it does have many different classes. You know, they have something going on top I'm trying to read here. But, you know, it talks about here, it says the home of White Lotus Kung Fu System. It says here, the white, let's see, this is moving so fast. I'm trying to get this advertisement off the page here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. It says about us in the White Lotus Kung Fu Studio. The White Lotus System is an open style based on the universal principles of motion, action, and energy. Mental, physical, and spiritual development are the cornerstones of this system. And there's some... a little bit of information on the site. History, it says here, Kung Fu, more properly known as Gung Fu, is one of the oldest fighting art forms. Gung Fu means hard work or always learning in Chinese. At our Kwong, or school, we teach the White Lotus System, also known as Bei Ling Ga. The modern-day White Lotus System of Kung Fu is based on traditional methods, but developed to apply more to today's world. And I think, let's see, yeah, about all the video, I think I read that in the beginning there, about the phase, and I think it might talk a little bit about his facility there. Let's see, because they'll have, like, pictures. I mean, you can check it out. It shows the facility. And I've got the little advertisement on here. It says, we have posted workshops, martial arts demos, and children's birthday parties in our studio. Rental schedule available upon request. And it's really cool. It shows the... like the punching bags and the mats. It says in the facility, 50 by 40, high-density rubber training floor, 6-foot mirrors, 30 by 20, all-purpose wooden training floor, 6-foot mirrors, hanging heavy bag section, 3 bags with uppercut donut. It shows, I think it talks about like adult kung fu, and it says here, challenge yourself. Students 13 years or older are enrolled in our Kung Fu classes for adults. We encourage students to attend 3 classes a week if possible. There are also open workout times available for practicing. We ask all prospective students to observe class before enrollment. This enables you to see what we teach and how we teach it and lets us answer any questions or concerns you might have. And what it says, that what they teach at the school, it says we teach fundamentals, stances, breathing, and conditioning. Intensified stretching, oh my gosh, I'm so horrible with the stretching thing, believe me. It's traditional forms and drills, 5 animals, tiger, crane, leopard, dragon, and snake. Traditional Chinese weaponry, basic hand techniques, punches, blocks, and kicks, self-defense tactics, coordination drills, hand and foot drills, upper body strengthening exercises, qigong meditation, full contact fighting, and weight training. And it says about the classes, it says begin in class Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6:30 p.m., advanced class Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:30 p.m., and it actually has someone up here, it says, White Lotus helped renew my sense of self. For a long time, I didn't think I could ever do something this intense. Not only can, but you feel great. So that was a little bit testimony there. So I think that was the adult kung fu, and it says children's kung fu. And this is what it says about with the children's kung fu. Nurture accomplishments. And it says, we ask all, you know, it says about prosthetic students to observe classes before enrollment. This enables you to see what we teach. Okay, so maybe that was, maybe they, I don't know, it says 2011 schedule, but it does say stances, and this is, I believe, you know, it I clicked on children's kung fu, traditional form and drills, five animals, tiger, crane, leopard, dragon, and snake. This does look like it's the same thing that they do, you know, self-confidence, cooperation, respect that they do for children, too. And it said children's kung fu classes Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. And I'm trying to see, and they have Tai Chi. Says on the Tai Chi, I'm pulling that up now, which I actually took a year. I took a year in Tai Chi, and it's kind of very interesting. It's a Tai Chi Chong is an ancient Chinese conditioning exercise consisting of continuous, slow, and graceful motions. It has been called moving meditation. At White Lotus, we teach the 48 forms of Tai Chi. Tai Chi Chong is recognized by the Arthritis Foundation and the AMA. Research demonstrates that Tai Chi can enhance aerobic power, muscular strength, flexibility, balance, posture, and other fitness indicators. Tai Chi can also benefit people with hypertension, arthritis, coronary artery disease, a history of falling. You do not need to be a kung fu student in order to take Tai Chi classes. We ask all prospective students, they keep saying, to, you know, observe, you know, to observe classes before enrollment. Let's see what they say about the news on the site here, if anything going on. And they go, you know, it's kind of, they talk about, you know, sashes being awarded. And it seems, you know, really, really decent martial arts studio, White Lotus Kung Fu Studio. Oh, if you don't know how to spell Lotus, it's L as in Larry, O-T-U-S. I know I kind of talk funny and I kind of, you know, pack everything with my Bostonian accent, but you can actually check it out. It says White Lotus Kung Fu Studio. And everything I just read to you can actually, you know, check it out. And also this thing right here, it says, congratulations to our student Paul Wee on his Emmy. Emmy is Outstanding Individual Achievement in Animation, Character Animation, Treehouse Horror from The Simpsons, which is kind of really neat. I really think so. So, you know, there was another thing I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes, the Sarah Joy Foundation. Let's see. I'm just trying to bring that up also, too. And it's something we're trying to get together once again. It's not something, I don't think it's something that I can make it down, but this is a great local nonprofit memorial fundraiser by some really great folks, and it's a second annual memorial fundraiser. And a woman, she was a young mother, who lost her life to breast cancer, and she did not want to, she was pregnant with her child, so she really didn't want to go through chemo so it wouldn't hurt her unborn son. And it's just something where, you know, a lot of people just, like, loved Sarah, and that's how they say, you know, how blessings come out of, you know, things, really sad things. And this is a beautiful foundation. And you can actually check it out and go to Facebook. It's Sarah Joy's Second Annual Memorial Fundraiser Dinner. And Saturday, March 15, 2014, at 7 o'clock p.m., our second annual memorial dinner fundraising event to come together and remember the times in life of beautiful Sarah Joy Arati. And this is, and it's open to all friends and family, open to all ages. $10 donation per adult, $3 donation per kids 12 and under. This includes potluck dinner, chance at door prizes, and one entry for the gift basket raffles. All donations are tax deductible. And this is the sarahjoyfoundation.org. You can actually check out, and I can actually bring that up too. Let me see if this is going to actually... And actually, you can go there and check out Sarah Joy's Foundation. And I know that we, you know, for being part of this, you know, trying to help out the best way that I can, you know, just mention this, try to get the word out about that. And you can actually go, like I said, and check out Sarah Joy's Foundation. And I'm trying to see if there's more information on the site itself. And you can go there. There's a guest book that you can actually sign. And here's some information about the Sarah Joy Foundation. It says, thank you to everyone that is joining and liking the site for the Sarah Joy Foundation. As all of you know, Sarah was always full of life, love, and warmth up until she lost her long, painful battle to cancer. This foundation is my way of honoring her as best as I can. And this is meaning the person that wrote it, not meaning me. I didn't write this. So this is, I'm just reading this off the site. Through this foundation, my vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in her last year did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all these while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many family members make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of the illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, I would like to offer other families that same joy that Sarah and I had before she passed. And this is my nephew that has actually had written this. It is amazing what a day that spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people should mourn someone when they are alive. Enjoy life. Love the summer rays, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the fall of spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Stay tuned. God bless and enjoy life. So you can actually go, and I'm going to actually share this right on my Facebook wall. This is going to go. Just give me one moment. I'm trying to just post this on my Facebook wall. Okay, I think I did do that. Now, remember, you know, you can give to this and many other things that I've been talking about tonight. You know, you can check out Douglas's Wong, his Facebook page, and it's really, you know, like I said, Douglas is a beautiful, wonderful human being, and you can go check him out, you know, ask him questions about his school, and you can check that out. And I'm trying to actually go to Douglas's actual his actually Facebook page, where I'm actually there right now, and I'm opening up his Facebook page. So if you do become friends with Douglas Wong, he has, you know, it shows about, you know, he trained his own son, Travis, you know, his wife and his daughters. It's a, you know, family studio, and there's a couple of the pictures like, wow, Douglas, you had big hair in one of the pictures. I think it's like it looks like a black and white picture, and it was like, I guess it was posted on December 17, 2013. I was like, wow, Douglas had bigger hair than me. I'm like, whoa, he had a nice head of hair there. Wow. Wow. Let's see. I'm just going down here. Look at it more. I mean, this guy's amazing. You guys got, oh, my God, look at the sword he has. Scared. That sweet guy talking to me on my show twice, he's got a big sword. And it actually, one of his, it says, Douglas's Wong White Lotus Kung Fu System, his seminars, private lessons, weapons, movie fight training. I think this is the number. It says 2013. I don't know if this is actually, I don't know if that's the right telephone number. I don't want to give out the wrong number here, because there's other people that post to Douglas's wall. I mean, seriously, people, like, love this man. He's such an awesome, awesome human being. I can't even express, you know, how really awesome he is. You know, when I think of something and someone's awesome, or I really, you know, like someone or things that I'm doing, I repeat myself over and over again. That's how you know when I think someone's pretty cool. And it shows, you know, Douglas next to Kevin Sorbo on his Facebook page and a couple other things too. And he was like training Lucy Lawless, and I'm just like, I'm so blown away. And I'm like, his son is actually a ninja. Travis is actually very high demand for films and such. So I guess, you know, you guys got to tune back in when I have Douglas on my show. He's just a wonderful, wonderful, awesome human being. But, you know, I just wanted to do a little bit of dedication to him and just, you know, thankful that I was able to connect with him. And I just hope to go out there and meet him in California. Even to think of him, I'm doing my own film, you know, writing a story with ninjas and samurais. And I thought of Douglas, you know, writing a part for him, because even though he's really not considered ninja, I want him to be on Team Ninja, and he's just going to be the wise man. And the thing is, you know, I just think it's a beautiful thing that I could get to have Douglas and his son Travis Wong, you know, in the film together, and like Don the Dragon Wilson and his son Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, and, you know, bring the generations together, see families. You know, I think the fans would like love that, to see, you know, Douglas and Travis were together in a film along with Don the Dragon Wilson and Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson. I mean, there's other people I'd like to, you know, Ninja Pal, Stephen Lambert, and like other people that I have, you know, for the film, thinking of, you know, James Woods to play the bad guy. You just say James Woods. You don't have to say anything else. But, you know, to keep in mind that, you know, for me growing up, these are the people, like Douglas himself. You know, I've never really wanted to be a Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. And be able to speak, to have that honor, and I'm very, very humbled that I've got to speak with Douglas twice, you know, him taking time out and sitting on my show and talking with me. It was just a very, it was a gift to me. And he's just a very, you know, beautiful human being. And I can't even stress that enough. He's just a wonderful, wonderful man. And, you know, his wife is a beautiful woman. I've seen pictures of her, and I'm like, man, I would never want to get into a fight with her. You know, he has beautiful children, beautiful family. And I just wish the best for Douglas. And I want to, you know, work with him in the film so bad. I just, you know, many blessings to him out there in California. And I hope I really get to meet this man in person, because he is so awesome. And I want to end my show on a positive note. And I, like I always do, and I as I open up the show with the theme song is Battle Song, which I'll be ending the show with. It's, you know, it's for a film that I'm in, and if you guys want to check it out, it's not just about me, the film. It's about the other actresses and Zakor Deliza on that page in Tech Health Healthcare and everybody that's involved in that. But this song, Battle Song, is actually in the film, and it's just fitting to play it on this show, too, because it's about warriors, and to me, you know, Douglas, if it wasn't for people like Douglas and other people, you know, like Douglas, you know, I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing in my life. So I'm thankful because Douglas is someone who I can look up to, who I really, really can look up to and I can connect with. So it's a blessing and a gift, because I've, you know, I kept saying, you know, bring some dragons to me, universe, you know, keep bringing these awesome martial artists into my life. And next thing you know, boop, there's Douglas. It's just like one thing after that, and then there's Douglas Wong, and, you know, I didn't really even know who he was and stuff, and it's just like just this amazing connection, because it's so funny, because one of my top favorite movies of all time, I mean, I like martial artists and Jackie and all them, but one of my favorite films is actually Dragon, the Bruce Lee story with Jason Scott Lee. And the funny thing is, you know, I've watched it so many times, and when I feel, you know, like I just don't know why, I love the music and everything, and go to find out that Douglas Wong had trained Jason Scott Lee, and I'm like, oh my God. And I know everybody's, maybe people don't think it's a big deal, but I'm like, do you know how many times I watched that film? And just being very blessed to be able to speak with Douglas, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. It's a gift. I think it's a gift from the universe, because Douglas is a beautiful human being. And these are the people that should be, you know, be given like millions of dollars, because these are people that are teachers. And it's just amazing. You know, if I had millions of dollars and I say to teachers or something like this, my teachers, like, you know, I'd be giving a little bit of money, you know. And you just want to see, like, Douglas. You know, it's like, I wish I could give Douglas Wong $1 million. I really wish I could, because the man does good in this world. And I really think people that are really good human beings, that are very down to earth, that give back like Douglas, they're the ones that should be rewarded. And I know money's not everything, but, you know, people like that help other people, you know, like myself, where I've considered myself nobody, but they take their time and they're so patient. They have, like, this patience, and they're very, you know, just very, like, laid back and just have this aura about them. That's what I'm attracted to, because it's like, yeah, they help me to bring my energy down. And that's what I like. Nothing's wrong with having a lot of energy, but sometimes I'm a spaz, and I need balance. And people like Douglas, you know, who it teaches, they help you with your balance. So that's what everybody needs, including myself. I need more balance in my life, because I think I have a lot of yang. And Douglas has a lot of yin. So I think that's what gets me attracted to certain people, because I have so much yang that I actually look for the yin. And I think that's what I balance when, you know, talking to Douglas, because he has that. And I think that's just awesome. So anyway, that's my show for tonight. And like I said, you know, This is going to be an awesome year. I promise I'll get more people on my show, guests that will be coming. And anyway, this is dedicated to Douglas. And, you know, for people like him, for people like myself that have helped me, I'm saying thank you so much, Douglas, from the bottom of my heart. And many blessings to you, Douglas. And I really, really look forward to meeting you someday. And I cannot wait to work film with you someday. And I'm praying I'll get out there to get to work with you. And, Douglas, thank you so much for being a beautiful human being, for helping to inspire me, Shelly Nunchucks. Let me say, you inspire me, Douglas Wong, from the bottom of my heart. I'm pounding on my chest. Can you hear that? Pounding on my chest. You are awesome, Douglas Wong. Well, you know, many blessings, and thank you so much, Douglas Wong, inspiring me, and just thank you so much. Well, everyone, have a good night. Talk to you later.